Before we start today's show, we're going to do something we've never done before. I'm challenging you to a game of Hoopheads Pod Trivia. If you're interested in a limited edition Hoopheads Pod t-shirt, listen carefully. I'm going to ask a question about a previous episode. If you know the answer, and cheating is encouraged, leave it as a review in Apple Podcasts and email me at mike@hoopheadspod.com. Okay, are you ready? In our episode with Dave Severance from the Los Angeles Clippers, Dave shared 10 mistakes high school coaches make. What was the first mistake on his list? Post your answer as a review on Apple Podcasts and email us at mike@hoopheadspod.com with your name, address, and t-shirt size, and we'll announce the winner on a future episode. Good luck.
The Hoopheads Podcast is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hey Hoopheads, wanted to take a minute to shout out our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. We've had their partnership manager and training specialist Jefferson Mason and marketing manager Nick Bartlett on the show in the past, and we couldn't be more excited about what they're doing for the game of basketball. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market and truly accelerate skill development faster than ever. Beyond efficient reps, Dr. Dish provides training expertise and versatility designed to develop complete players. The new Dr. Dish CT machine has further revolutionized basketball training with over 150 plus on-demand individual and team workouts from some of the best coaches and trainers in the game. These workouts include video instruction and combine game-like shooting drills with ball handling, conditioning, and agility drills. Along with workouts, the Dr. Dish training management system also provides stat tracking and analytics to track progress and ensure accountability. These are just a few reasons why top programs like Duke, North Carolina, Louisville, Florida, Baylor, and countless others are upgrading to Dr. Dish. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com. Follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And make sure you mention the Hoopheads Podcast to get $300 off your next Dr. Dish purchase. That's a great deal, Hoopheads. Get out and get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today. Welcome to the 14th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads Podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. February's roundtable question is, what is one word or phrase that you hope former players use to describe you? Our coaching lineup this month includes Matt Grahn from the University of Dallas, Joe Harris from Lake Chelan High School, Bobby Jordan from Wagner College, Dell Leonard from Mountain Home High School, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, John Schulman from the University of Alabama Huntsville, Joe's Decision from Unleashed Potential, Lee Swanson from Bunker Hill High School, Tyler Whitcomb from West Michigan Aviation Academy, John Wilcomb, the author of Walk-On Warrior, and Lee Wimberly from Manila High School. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads Podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review. Make sure you're subscribed to the Hoopheads Pod so you never miss an episode. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube. If you haven't already, please tell a coaching colleague or friend about the Hoopheads Podcast, so they can listen and learn from some of the best minds in the game. Matt Grahn, recruiting coordinator at the University of Dallas.
To answer the question about word or phrase that I'd want my players to say about me, I actually saw a Twitter post by my good friend Jamie Beckler the other day that was a message to players that said, coaches that hold you and your teammates accountable are trying to create a championship culture. If you want to play for a coach that lets you get away with lazy effort, poor habits, or bad attitudes, then you will be part of a bad program. Is that what you want? And ultimately, what I want my players to say after they finish up is that I was tough on them, and I held them accountable with love and with the understanding that we were trying to develop a championship culture.
Joe Harris, Lake Chelan High School, Lake Chelan, Washington.
Hoop heads, this is Joe Harris at Lake Chelan High School. Tonight, our roundtable question asks us, what is one word or phrase that you hope your former players use to describe you? I think there's a lot of things that come to mind when I think of a word or phrase, but I'm hoping that my former players would identify me as being passionate. Passionate about them as players and the people that they've become. Passionate about the game and what it can do for each of us that's traveled through it. And most of all, passionate to teach the game with a strong desire for them to reach for things that they didn't really believe was possible. So I would hope that they would identify me as someone that is passionate in their lives.
Bobby Jordan, Wagner College, Staten Island, New York.
One word that I hope my former players would use to describe me. I'm going to use this as a two-part question, actually. On the court, the word I hope they would use is composed. I think it's important to, as a head coach, to stay composed on the sidelines. Games, seasons, practices all have ups and downs. And I'm a big believer of your players react to how you react. So one of the biggest things I love to do is to stay composed no matter how high or how low the game, the practice, or the season is going. And I want my players to see that as well. Off the court, I think the answer is obvious for a lot of coaches. I think it's caring. I think all players want you to care about them, especially off the court, how their family's doing, how they're doing personally. We've seen a big jump in this with mental health in the NBA becoming a big part of that. And I think caring as a coach goes into a lot of that, and you can help your players out with a lot of those situations that might come up.
Dell Leonard, Mountain Home High School, Mountain Home, Arkansas.
For this month's roundtable question, which is, what is the one word or phrase that you hope former players use to describe you? For me, the word is care. And I just hope that when players leave high school and they look back, I just hope that they can say, my coach cared about me. How do you get that, or how do you get to that point where you know that's really what they believe when they leave, or even while they're here, more importantly, is you just communicate with them. I think you have to be honest with them. They have to feel respected. I believe that it's not always easy. Sometimes you got to be transparent and straightforward, and sometimes they may not want to hear the things that you have to tell them. But to do your job, you have to be able to tell them the tough things, but then you have to help them understand, you know, why you're communicating with them about that. And I think as long as players feel like you care about them, then you can have those conversations. I also believe that they're more motivated. I believe that if they care about you, that they're, or they know you care about them and vice versa and each other, then they'll run through a wall for you. They'll play hard. So I think that when you have that family atmosphere and everybody knows that they genuinely care for each other, then you're going to get that effort from kids. And in the old days, it was, you know, they're going to play hard out of fear, you know, maybe. And I think that's a great motivator at times. But I think kids today have got to know you care about them. I believe the coaches today have to notice the little things. You're going to have players on your team that aren't going to get varsity minutes. You have to brag on what they're bringing to the team, whether it's a scout team in practice or they're upholding their end as far as standards and academics and things like that, and the way that they represent the school and the team and the community. Try your best to catch all of your kids doing things right and brag on them. As I said, you know, always brag on academics and push that. Working with younger players, I think our team does a lot of that, and you got to brag on that effort and time they put in. Anything that's positive, your actions and your words have to say the same thing, and you have to walk the talk as a coach and point out things that they do well. Do it in the media. Do it in front of the team when you're circling up before practice, after practice, during practice. Sometimes take the time to write your players a handwritten note. Work really hard to build the relationship and they will know that you care about them. If you do care about them, your actions are going to show it. So obviously you have to genuinely care, or they'll read through all of that stuff. Sometimes you just got to call them in. You know, some coaches, good coaches are like parents, and they can tell when something's not right. They can feel when something's not right with a player. And sometimes I think you got to bring them in and just say, hey, I just feel like something's, you know, heavy on your mind, or something's weighing on you. You know, talk to me. And you'll be surprised how many times it may not be about basketball. But again, your actions and your interactions with your players, you know, they have to demonstrate that you truly care. And therefore, you know, that phrase that I hope former players use is, I know that my coach cared about me.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, this is Don Showalter with USA Basketball. And first word, I think that what I would hope would come to mind of my former players, if they would ask about me, would be caring. I try to do a great job of caring about each person, where they're at, and where their goals are. So I would hope that would be one of the first words that they would think about me. I think the other one would be that I always kept saying that, you know, next play, next play, next play. So I would hope that would be a form of a phrase that they would also remember a lot. As far as other mind candies, we've had a lot of mind candies over the years, and I think different players remember different ones. Thank you.
John Shulman, University of Alabama Huntsville, and the 720 Sports Group.
Yeah, this is John Shulman, and the question, what is one word or phrase that you hope former players use to describe me? That's a hard one. Probably like children are listening to this, so I can't use some of the words that probably some players would say about me. But I would think, you know, you would hope, you know, the word caring, the word fair. Probably I like the word that we try to use with our basketball program, and that's what I want our program to be, is uncommon. I want to be hard on guys, but I want to be a little different. I can be hard on them and then feed them a shrimp bowl at the house and hang out and watch the Super Bowl with them, and then expect and demand more. I want to have a feel on them as people if they're going through a tough time with their family or a girlfriend or the team, trying to get a feel and a pulse of that. So I don't know. Fair, caring. I don't really have an ego anymore about being strict. And I think we're disciplined, but a disciplinarian, you know, that's great, but I'd rather be a caring coach and one that has a feel that would make me a little bit uncommon, I guess, with the rest. So there you go. You hope, you know, winning coach, losing coach, there's so much other things that go into that than if you know, there's some of the best coaches that I know are in tough situations and can't win. That doesn't mean they're a bad coach. They're great coaches. They just in a tough situation. So probably caring, fair, and the word uncommon. I would love to be known as an uncommon coach, because I think there's a lot that goes with that. Thank you.
Head Start Basketball, along with members of the Jay Billis Skills Camp staff, will be hosting the very first Prime Skills Camp, an affiliate of the Jay Billis Skills Camp that is held annually in Charlotte, North Carolina. Prime Skills Camp will take place on the campus of Western Reserve Academy, just outside of Cleveland, Ohio, June 26th through the 28th, and will be designed for boys rising to grades 6 through 9. Prime Skills Camp will mirror the Jay Billis Skills Camp in daily programming, teaching, coach-to-camper ratio, and quality of instruction. Prime Skills Camp brings all of the team-oriented individual instruction, focus on the fundamentals, and high-level coaching to young men aspiring to a high school varsity basketball experience. This camp is operated by Billis Camp veterans and includes the Jay Billis Coaches Development Program alongside the camp, ensuring that the quality of teaching and coaching at this camp is second to none. Please visit headstartbasketball.com or jbilliscamp.com for more information or to get registered. Joe's Decision. Unleash potential, Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Joe's Decision. Unleash potential. This month's question is, what is the one word or phrase that you would hope former players would use to describe you? I think the one word that I would hope that my former players would use to describe me would be truth teller. I really believe that, you know, I've always told my players the truth. I think that telling them the truth is something that is a lesson that's going to teach them not only while you're coaching them, but also for them to use in the future in life. I used to say to my players a lot of times, I'm not going to tell you something that you want to hear. I'm going to tell you something that you need to hear. And I think you have to develop a relationship with players, first of all, to be able to be completely truthful with them. I think that is very, very important that you have to develop a very, very good relationship. The better relationship, the more truthful you can be with your players. But, you know, again, I just really believe that if you're being honest with your players, you know, whether it's, you know, what they need to improve on, you know, when they're being recruited, what you tell college coaches, I just think that is something that will always stick with them as a way that you dealt with them. And I think you can never go wrong by just giving them the truth. I can think of, you know, a few examples. I had a former player of mine who was a very good player. I had him in class in high school, good, you know, decent student. And I can remember he's now the head coach. He was my JV coach then and now has taken over after I have gotten out of high school coaching. But I can really remember being called by his coach at the University of Vermont, who was recruiting him at the time, Tom Brennan. And Tom Brennan asked me all kinds of questions, talked to me about how he plays, what kind of student he is, all those kinds of things. And I'll never forget this. The last question he said to me was, you know, is Andre a good person or is he a jerk? And, he said, your answer will determine whether I give him a full scholarship to play basketball and attend school at the University of Vermont. And I told him, so coach, you know, all my dealings with him, he's been very respectful. He's been very coachable, all those kinds of things. And, at the end of the conversation, he said, that's all I needed to hear. He goes, I've seen him play. I just wanted to know those things. And I was truthful with him. You know, and I've always told my players that I'll always be truthful with them and with coaches that are trying to recruit them. And then the unique thing about that was 4 years later, I get a phone call after Andre had graduated from the University of Vermont, and he was a captain his senior year. And Coach Brennan said, he asked me about if I remember the conversation that we had before he enrolled at Vermont, before Andre was given the full scholarship. And I said, I did. He wanted to thank me for being honest and being truthful, because he said everything I told him about Andre was completely true. And he said he wanted to thank me, for being truthful with him. So and I've shared that story with Andre, who's now the head coach of Carlisle High School and is doing a fabulous job. And, you know, so that goes to show that, you know, those kind of things come back. And I think, you know, if players understand that you're being truthful with them, I think that's a lifelong lesson for them also. So that's the thing that I really would like them to remember about me, that I always told them the truth. You know, sometimes, you know, a good friend of mine, great friend of mine and mentor, Kevin Eastman, has always said, this stuck with me, that he says, people say that the truth hurts. And then Coach Eastman would say, no, the truth doesn't hurt. It helps. And I agree with that. I think to grow as a person, you have to be told the truth. And it goes back to my coaching philosophy and parenting philosophy, actually, of whether you're going to be a good coach or a nice coach, or a good parent or a nice parent. A nice parent maybe won't be truthful, or a nice coach maybe won't be truthful. If you want to be a good parent, a good coach, I really believe you need to tell the truth, okay? And like I said, it's sort of hard to accept sometimes, but I agree with Coach Eastman that it doesn't hurt, it helps that individual grow. So hopefully through my coaching career and even the players I work with today, I'm very truthful. If I'm working with a pro, if I'm working with an elementary player or middle school or high school, it doesn't matter. I'm going to tell them the truth.
Lee Swanson, Bunker Hill High School, Claremont, North Carolina.
So the question was, what is one word or phrase you hope former players describe you as? I'll probably have to say passionate. Well, that would be a word that hopefully people, former players use to describe me, that we're passionate about getting better as a team, passionate about doing our best every night, but also maybe just more passionate about them as players, trying to develop relationships with them, getting to know them, passionate about how they're doing in school, how they're doing in life, how their families are, how we can help them. I just think that that's a word that hopefully would be a good one to describe me, that we're just passionate on how we do things, about trying to know each other and having a relationship that's a little bit more than basketball, and also passionate with basketball and in everything else we do in life. Thanks.
Tyler Whitcomb, West Michigan Aviation Academy, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, this is Tyler Whitcomb from West Michigan Aviation Academy. The roundtable question number 14 for the Hoopheads podcast is, what is one word or phrase that you hope former players use to describe you? And that would be passionate. I want my players to know that I'm very passionate. I enjoy what I'm doing. Actually, I love what I'm doing, and I want them to be able to take that, you know, going forward, and hopefully they are passionate about something they do in life. And thank you.
John Wilkham, author of Walk On Warrior.
Hey, Hoopheads Nation, this is John Wilkham, former college basketball player, coach, and author of the book Walk On Warrior. Wanted to weigh in on this month's roundtable question about what's one word that former players would use to describe me. I think it's often tough to talk about yourself, but the first thing that would come to mind would just be passionate, probably followed closely by the word positivity. I think you certainly can't fake enthusiasm, especially as a sports coach of any kind. And so being around players on a daily basis, I love to be there. I love to be a part of practice. I love the strategy that goes into practice planning. I love scouting. And generally, I just love to be around kids and kids that generally care about the game and care for each other and are there for the right reasons. So all the teams that I coached, I feel like would come back and say that I was passionate, maybe sometimes too passionate, but I loved the game. And even as a player, I loved putting in the work. People would often come up to me and just say, you know, practice was so hard. It's going to be so difficult today after I looked at the practice plan. And I couldn't wait for it to begin. I never was a guy that was looking at the clock, but rather just focused on, you know, the next rep, the next drill, the next opportunity to compete and better myself and better our team. And I feel like I really much, very much carried that over as a coach. And then just to quickly touch on positivity, I've played for a lot of coaches, good and bad. And I think the one thing that I always tried to carry over to my own teams was just that learning and developing and getting better should be a positive process, should be positively reinforced. There's nothing wrong with people giving you constructive criticism about areas that you need to improve, the ways that you need to, you know, maybe refocus or change the way you're approaching certain things. Not saying that at all, but I think just the way that that's communicated, especially to younger players, this is a fun process. It's a game that should be enjoyed. You want to be around people that have a positive attitude and that show up every day, excited about the process and what you're building. And so when you're both passionate and positive, I think really, really good things happen.
Lee Wimberly, Manila High School, Manila, Arkansas.
One word, I would say resilient. That word for me, of course, persistent, resilient, whatever word you want to use, either one. In this profession, if you're not resilient, then it'll eat you alive. And I think the players know that because, you know, after you lose, you ain't got time to pout. You don't have time to feel sorry for yourself. Get back on the horse and be resilient and keep fighting. So I think that's probably the one word that my former players, my current players would probably use to describe me.
Thanks for checking out this month's roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches. Hey, Hoopheads Nation, check out this new offering from Tyler Whitcomb Basketball Coaching Courses. The Eric Musselman Arkansas Playbook by Nate Hinkle is now available. Musselman is the head men's basketball coach at the University of Arkansas. He's also a former NBA head coach with the Sacramento Kings and Golden State Warriors. Visit coachtube.com/users/Tyler Whitcomb to check out this great resource. Registration is now open at headstartbasketball.com for this summer's Head Start Basketball Camps. We'll be hosting camps for boys and girls in grades 1 through 6 throughout the greater Cleveland area. Get registered today and make sure you hit the courts with us this summer.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.